Earlier this hour, we heard about California's struggles to balance its budget. That effort has pitted Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger against lawmakers in his own party. In Minnesota, the governor, also a Republican, is taking the extraordinary step of balancing his state's budget on his own without the involvement of the legislature. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck has that story.
After failing to reach a budget agreement earlier this week with Democrats who control the legislature, Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty says he'll balance the state's two-year budget on his own.
There's going to be no special session. There's going to be no government shutdown. The legislators are gone, and they're not coming back.
Pawlenty has been spoiling for this fight for quite some time. He first announced his plans last week with the hopes of convincing Democrats to submit a budget that does not raise taxes. Instead, lawmakers sent him another slate of tax increases before adjourning late Monday night. Governor Pawlenty says he'll veto that bill. He's already line-item vetoed $400 million from the budget bills and has to cut nearly $3 billion more on his own.
You can't spend more than you have. And you don't raise taxes in the worst recession in 60 years.
Pawlenty can't take action until the budget year starts on July 1st and promises to do his best to make the cuts as painless as possible. He'll likely delay payments to schools and hints deep cuts to health and welfare programs, higher education, and aid to local governments. And the governor insists he's on firm legal ground. But Democratic House Speaker Margaret Anderson Kelleher accuses Pawlenty of running roughshod over the political process.
There will be no public hearings. There will be no public input. There will just be a governor alone with unelected people whispering in his ear of what to cut and what not to cut.
Before the session ended late Monday night, Democrats worked every possible angle to stop the full cuts from going through. The day before, a crowd of union members and healthcare advocates urged lawmakers to fight Pawlenty's plan to cut health insurance for the poor. Even though the outside of the chamber was loud, a usually noisy House floor was silent as Democrat Lynn Carlson openly cried while calling on lawmakers to override Pawlenty.
I ask you members to rise above your political party, rise above politics, and do here this afternoon the right thing.
Democrats came up short on their attempts. While this would be the fifth time in the past 30 years that Minnesota's governor has cut spending on his own, those efforts pale in comparison to Pawlenty's expected cuts. Ron Snell, with the National Conference of State Legislatures, says several states allow governors to cut spending on their own, but most only do it as a last resort.
They aren't tools that lend themselves to changing appropriations by taking money away from one agency and giving it to another.
Minnesota's situation poses drawbacks and potential rewards for Tim Pawlenty, who's frequently mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. While he'll be blamed if the cuts are too damaging, he's already drawing praise from the Republican base that's looking for a governor to challenge President Obama in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in St. Paul, Minnesota.